Welcome to Alaskwatch, the show all about Bigfoot and the great state of Alaska. I'm your host, Beans Baxter. So lace up your boots, zip up your coat, and come with me on an adventure as we explore all things cryptid in the last frontier. All right, welcome guys. Welcome to this special edition of Alaskwatch. I'm your host, Beans Baxter. And, this is the podcast about all things cryptid in the great state of Alaska. And occasionally, we cover other things like today. And this is a special treat. I've got something really cool for you guys. I'm going to kind of tell you the story behind it. And then I'll show you the footage. And then we'll talk about my theories on the footage and what I think it is. And we'll go from there. But I was very fortunate. We're just going to get into it. Not a lot of banter today. I was very fortunate. I just recently reached 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. So if you're just checking this video out for the first time and you're interested in Alaska or things that are cryptid in nature, strange, unusual, please give me a subscribe and check out some of my other videos. I think you'll like them. It's a very grounded approach to things. Not a lot of red circles here. Very scientific. I'm in the middle, I guess, when it comes to all the stuff. I don't quite believe everything I hear or see. And I'm not one of those people that discounts everything either. So, you know, I get it from both sides. I get it from the ultra believers that think that every shadow in the woods is Bigfoot and every light in the sky is a UFO. And I get it from the skeptics who think that none of this is real at all. So here I am stuck in the middle. But it's a good place to be, honestly. I think that there's definitely something to a lot of this, not all of it, but some of it. I think there's a lot of it. There's something to it. So anyway, I got really fortunate and I live in Alaska. So obviously I know some people that fly. Okay. There's a lot of privately owned planes up here. There's a lot of air traffic up here. This is obviously like an international shipping hub. Lots of flights from overseas land here to drop off cargo, refuel, what have you. Every time the President of the United States goes to China, he always, or she, whoever it may be, will stop here in Alaska at Elmendorf and fuel up and continue on their way. So there's a lot of air traffic in Alaska. A lot of people in the sky, as it were. And on, I just through sheer happenstance, I know a lot of people that fly. And one of these gentlemen that is a pilot for a well-known airliner contacted me. He reached out to me a little bit before I went on my recent vacation. And he dropped something on me. He sent me some footage that he had taken from an airplane of something in the sky. And this guy, he's a pilot. He's a very experienced pilot. He's seen a lot of stuff, and he has no idea what it is. If you remember the video or podcast I did on the giant, it looked like a sandworm, the cloud thing in the sky. It looked like either maybe a rocket had taken off, or it was like a huge like contrail. It went viral there for a little bit. Pictures of it were popping up all over the place. And he's the gentleman that basically said, no, that's actually, that's perfectly normal. That's a contrail. Nothing weird about it. And, a lot of people disagreed with him and was like, bullshit, that's definitely something up there. I actually took his word for it. I trusted in his experience. Well, that gentleman is back. He has sent me some footage here, and he has said, this is freaking weird, okay? This is some weird crap. So he sent that to me. I took a look at it, and, you know, honestly, I think I didn't know what to think. I cannot identify it. I don't know what it is. A little backstory to it. I don't want to dox anybody. He was flying from Alaska across the Pacific, I believe, toward somewhere in Asia, and he witnessed something. It was actually above them. They're at cruising altitude, which is, I believe, 30,000 feet or maybe 20,000. I'm not a pilot. He witnessed something that was above them, kind of in the upper atmosphere, and he couldn't identify it. It had been going on for some time. He took some video of it, sent me the video, and said, "Hey, you know, have at it." So I'm gonna try really hard not to dox anybody, not to identify anybody, but also tell as much as I can about this footage. I have not altered it in any way other than removing the sound. I did take the sound out of it. Two reasons. One, it was taken from inside an airplane, so there's that, you know, that airplane drone sound, which is pretty, that white noise drone, that's pretty annoying. And you can hear some voices a little bit in the background, and I'm not sure. Obviously, some of them are my friend, and some of them are of other crew members. And I don't want to dox anybody. I don't want anybody to recognize any voices. I don't want anybody to, basically, I don't have permission to use their voices. So I don't want to put it out there. So I did remove the sound. Otherwise, this is absolutely 100% just what he sent me. I'm going to pop this up here and play it. I am doing an audio version of this podcast as well, so I'm going to kind of talk through it. I will play it a couple of times so that you will get a chance to see it more than once. You won't have to rewind. And I'll pop back up and play it again after it plays the first time. So if you're listening to this, there might be a second of silence here while I get this ready to go. And if the screen goes black, just hang on, because it does kind of start off a little dark. So we're going to get that going. All right, so it starts off black sky, and there's two lights, and then it kind of morphs into triangle lights, and then they start fading away. They're moving apart from each other. And then the top left screen, there's like a constant flashing, and then there's like two more lights showing up, and they're just kind of floating around and dimming in and out. It's really weird. There is one light that seems like it's a constant burning light. On my phone, I made that bigger. I magnified it, trying to see if I could make out a shape or a contour or if it was a craft or whatever it was. And honestly, it just seems like it's a pulsating kind of wavy light. And that's really all I can describe it as. And then, of course, the video ends. It's a little over a minute long here, I think. And it ends with just that one constant light still burning. And that's it. So I'm going to play it again here for those of you that are watching. I'm going to shut up and just kind of let it go. So there's going to be some silence here on the audio end. And you can see it kind of ends with that one lone little light there, just kind of hanging in there. And what I assume is he was probably filming, and then when basically everything kind of moved on or faded out, he was like, okay, there's nothing else going on. I'm going to stop recording. I'm going to let's take a look at it one more time. I'm going to let it play. And it's very odd. And when I first saw it, when I saw those like three lights making the triangle shape, I was like, oh my God, we got a triangle craft. But they quickly kind of dissipate and fade out. And it's so weird. It's almost like just lights kind of dancing in the sky. I don't know if it's some kind of atmospheric phenomenon or if there's some kind of craft or something behind it. It's just so bizarre. I've never seen anything quite like that. I've seen satellites. These don't seem to be moving like satellites. And then there's that curious light in the top left there that keeps blinking. I don't know what to think about it. It's just bizarre. So once this finishes up here, I will come back here and I'll tell you guys a little bit more about my conversation with my friend. Add a little bit more context to it. So there we have the one little light there. And again, that is that was sent to me from my pilot friend. That was filmed at cruising altitude, so it was above 20 or 30,000 feet, whatever they were cruising at there. So it's probably up in the upper atmosphere. Don't know what that could be. So I'm going to read you some texts that me and my friend went back and forth with. I did kind of screen a little bit to make sure there's nothing in here that would be doxing. So this is from the source. This is from the gentleman that supplied me with the footage. He says, okay, I never knew about this stuff, but apparently our pilots have been talking about this in the ready room. There have been some crazy lights over the Pacific that we witnessed. First time I saw them, it looked like something I cannot explain. My first officer had the best description of what we were seeing. He said it looked like witnessing a dogfight in outer space, and then there's always a flashing light like a beacon in the background. I'll send you the video and you can make your own judgment. And that's the video we just saw. And you can see it's pretty similar. I don't know if I would call it necessarily a dogfight. I didn't see any like flashing lasers or tracer rounds or anything like that. But it did look like maybe there were some objects that were kind of dancing around each other. And then you had the one constant flashing light like a beacon. So I watched the video and we had some back and forth about it. And he comes back with this message, which I thought was pretty interesting. He said, the third time I saw them, I had an airline crew come on the radio. And he actually named the airline that it was, but I left it out of this show. Because, again, I don't want to dox anybody. I don't want to cause any problems. He said, the third time I saw them, I had an airline crew come up on the radio asking if we were watching the effing light show that we are seeing. So another flight crew was witnessing the same type of lights and impressed them enough so much that they got on the radio and were contacting other planes about it. So that's kind of cool. You know, there's a little bit of validation there that what my friend was seeing, someone else was also seeing. It seems like it's a consistent phenomenon. With the lights buzzing, dancing around, and then the one beacon kind of off on the side. And I think let's go ahead and take another look at it. After hearing that from the source that supplied the video, let's take another look at it. And then I will talk about my theories on what I think it might be. So starts off almost exactly like a triangle craft, but then lights start moving, spreading out, fading out, in and out. We've got the beacon light up there on the top left. At one time there's like five lights on the screen. I think that's the most there is at the one time, and then they all kind of slowly fade out. Except for that one constant. And I'm wondering, maybe that one constant one there, if that's not maybe a star or a satellite or something. And then the other ones are not something you know, consistently bright. They certainly don't look like flares. I mean, they're too high up to be flares. This video was taken from an airline traveling at cruising altitude. I don't know of any flare that would be that high. I suppose it could be maybe something entering the atmosphere, but there's no tails, no streaks, no contrails. It's just a steady burning light that fades in and out. So I don't know that it would be like a shooting star or something like that. Plus you have the other incidents that were similar and the flashing beacon thing up on the top. So it's just kind of bizarre. I don't know what it could be. I do have a little bit of a theory, and you know, again, I'm not an airplane guy. I'm not an air, you know, I don't know anything about aviation or flying. I don't really even know anything about, astronomy. I mean, I don't know anything about, I can barely find the Big and Little Dipper, and that's about it. I do have a cool app on my phone though that I can use to identify lights in the sky, and it even will track satellites. So sometimes I'll see something in the sky and I'll be like, oh my gosh, what is that? And it usually does a pretty good job of telling me what it is, and it's like, oh no, that's just a satellite, or that's just this planet or that planet. It's just super bright tonight. So kind of after watching that footage several times and kind of trying to enlarge it on my phone and just being super perplexed by it, my thought is that there's something going on up there. It's some kind of, what I think we're witnessing in that video is some kind of a satellite warfare, maybe. I don't necessarily think those are UFOs or UAPs. I think it's probably some kind of military stuff going on. I think that, we've had some recent outages of services, social media sites going down, banking sites going down. I've heard tales that some places are having utilities and power and such are having some cyber attacks, and it's being kept pretty hush-hush. And you guys know, if you listen or watch regularly, I'm not a super conspiracy guy. I'm not really into that kind of stuff. Really just here recently in the last couple of years have I kind of been like, man, something's going on. That's kind of weird. So I personally think, just looking at that video, I don't think it's anything necessarily otherworldly. I think that there's some kind of secret satellite war going on or something. It's a satellite killer. I think maybe Space Force is sending some stuff up, maybe hopefully to neutralize some equipment that maybe other countries and interests might be sending up. And I think maybe some of these pilots that are up there at that altitude basically have a front row seat to maybe a secret war that's going on. And maybe some of these things are satellite killers and satellite defenders from various countries. And they're playing chess up in the atmosphere, basically, with this equipment, like trying to take down communication and global positioning satellites. And there's other craft up there, not necessarily manned, that are blocking and counter-striking and hopefully protecting our interests up there. So that's my theory. Of course, it could be something else. It could just be natural, some kind of natural atmospheric ball lightning phenomenon. It could be UAPs. It could be alien technology. It could be interdimensional technology. I don't know what it is. And, you know, that's one of the things that I think sets me apart from a lot of other researchers, is I am certainly willing to be like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Further information is needed. But whatever it is, it's certainly very strange, and strange enough that my veteran, very experienced, nearing retirement age pilot dubbed it strange enough to send to me, and certainly his crew members and the other airline that witnessed it didn't know what it was either and were pretty impressed by it. So, yeah, I don't know what to tell you guys. I'm curious to see other people's reactions to it. I'm sure some, you know, it's one of those things. It's the same thing with Bigfoot footage and pictures. It's always like, you know, you get your people that are super, super like, oh my God, that's the best footage ever. And then you get your underwhelmed people that are like, that's it. That's ridiculous. You know, like, why didn't they have a better phone or camera? And then you get the people, you know, you get your overwhelmed, your underwhelmed, and just your whelmed. Your people that are like, yep, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. That's all right. So, yeah, I don't know what to tell you guys. I think there's something going on up there. I think it's related to governments and equipments and satellites and satellite killers or defenders or something like that. That's kind of what I think it is. Just watching, watching the footage and hearing the description of a dogfight in space, it just kind of makes me lean that direction. That plus, some of the recent outages that have occurred, and you know, some of the recent things that are going on. I think there's something going on that we're just not aware of, and we're not really being told about. I don't necessarily want to go to the point of calling it a conspiracy, but I think it's probably some national security stuff that's going on that we're just not aware of. But anyway, guys, I don't know what to tell you. I can't really stretch this out any further. I did have my good friend and fellow YouTuber, outdoorsman, cryptid enthusiast Chook come by. He was here in the studio in my Sanctum Sanctorum, one of the first people ever actually to hang out here and film. That's not true. You know what? I forgot Alex Petikov has been here. We just didn't do any filming in here. But yeah, Alex Petikov has been here to the casa. But anyway, Chook was here. We sat down. I showed it to him. He was actually one of the first people that I showed it to since I had received it. I was curious to get his thoughts on it. So we sat down and talked about it for a few minutes, and I'm going to include his reaction here at the end of the video portion. If you're listening to the audio portion, that's about all I got for you guys. I know, you know, it's a audio podcast, and this is based around a video, so you're just going to have to come to the Alaskawatch YouTube channel and check out what I got. You know, I think I might see about throwing it up maybe on Instagram and TikTok as well, as long as TikTok's still with us. And we'll see what kind of reactions and thoughts we get over there. But yeah, guys, so I'm going to send it over to Chook, and we're going to have a conversation about it. I'm going to call it good there. You guys can find me at the AlaskWatchPodcast.com website. You can find me on the AlaskWatch Podcast YouTube page and Instagram. I'm on X and Facebook. And you can reach out to me from the website as well, the AlaskWatch Podcast website. There's a little contact link there. I've got a little store there. If you go there and pick up any of my books or shirts or knickknacks or anything like that I sell, you know, it helps me in what I do and my research, and gets me out in the field, gets me equipment, puts some gas in my tank so I can go out there and look for strange things. Got some cool stuff coming up this summer. Not ready to announce what those are yet. Definitely going to be getting out in the field with Chook and Rob Roy. We've got some stuff that we're working on. But I've got another kind of bigger expedition that's going to be going on. And hopefully at the end of June, I'll be in Ohio for Monster Fest. So keep an eye out for me there. All right, guys. Video portion. If you watch this on video, you're going to be seeing me and Chook talk about this footage. audio portion. Guys, I will talk to you later. Thank you so much for listening.